Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top-rated and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. The 2014 holiday selling season may have worn you to a frazzle. Could be, maybe, huh? But now it's time to regroup and take a look at what's most important for 2015. And here to help us focus is the indefatigable John Lawson. He's the CEO of Colder Ice Media, and he's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller Third Power Outlet. John, you indefatigable thing, you. What's the first thing we should focus on in the new year?
Okay, I just got to tell everybody real quick. It's been changed to Shoestring King, so you can't find me on the Third Power anymore.
Really?
Shoestring King?
Yeah.
Why the change,
Shoestring
John?
Shoestring King.
Yeah, well, we're going into... Well, actually, we're narrowing down into a product that we like.
What is it?
Shoestrings.
I love you. You're going to sell... I'm always looking for shoestrings.
Oh, well, we got you hooked up. Don't look any further.
Okay, so what's the idea again?
Shoestring King.
So you're the king of shoestrings. You know, that's hard to say without, like, risking a slip-up and making a faux pas.
There you go. Say it five times fast.
Shoestring King. No, I'm not even going to try it. I just sprained my tongue.
Oh, gosh. So that's me now.
Well, what an interesting way to start the new year.
Yes, that's right.
So what should we focus on? What's the first thing we should focus on in the
year? Look, I'm going to do something everybody else has probably have done such great, you know, things, and they're going to do great things on the show around business. So mine's going to be a little off kilter, the first one or two. The first thing is make attainable goals and do it in bite-sized chunks. So if you want to get to the top of a building, you use a ladder, and that ladder has to have rungs, and those rungs have to be attainable. And that's the way your goals need to be. Sometimes we start the year off with these high,
Highfalutin?
Yeah, it is. Fluting. Thank you.
Unrealistic?
Yeah, totally.
And high in the sky?
We get disappointed about, 3-4 months in, and we realize we're not going to make it. That's because we didn't have goals in between and then take it in bite-sized chunks.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
What's the second thing we should focus on for the new year?
Okay, and I'm saying this just as a personal thing, man. Make health a priority this year.
Health.
Make it a priority. That's right.
I'm making it a priority.
That's right, because no matter how successful you are, if you're dead, you're not going to enjoy it. That's all I'm saying.
So, John, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you having an issue? Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Woo! All right, I breathe. Well, because I know last year you lost a lot of weight, so I guess that was intentional, and that was watching your weight. Your health. Good for you.
Yeah, and it's been a good year from that, and now I'm encouraging others, man. Who cares about the weight loss? Just do healthier things, and that's what I did to begin with. So,
well, you're looking great, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you, girl.
I know that's not the only thing that we're supposed to, like about losing weight.
Well, no,
but it's a big part of it.
Physical and mental health.
Of course.
Right.
Definitely.
Right. That's
so
exactly
I'll put this,
it.
I'm going to put the razor down.
So the,
Let's
so the first thing is make attainable goals. And the second of things we should focus on is our health.
Wait, before we move to the next one, so give us a suggestion. Besides, I know you went on a weight loss regimen last year. What would you suggest for somebody who's an eBay seller sitting at their desk all day and never getting up? You know, what's your health advice for them?
Yep, get out and walk every day. Every day. Not 5 days, not 3 days. Every day, get up and walk. And when I started my journey, I could only walk for 20 minutes.
Wow.
You know, and I mean, that's all I was trying to do. I was actually going on a vacation somewhere, and I didn't want to have a problem walking around the city. Oh. And that's what made me start going and walking every day, because I was like, man, I need to get up to where I can walk for 45 minutes at a fast pace. So get up, get your heart rate going every day.
Oh, great advice. Right.
You know, that's you're echoing our good friend Joyce Banbury. That's her whole mantra about staying healthy too. So walking is a great thing.
We're speaking with John Lawson, the CEO of Colder Ice Media, also known as the Shoestring King.
The Shoestring
King. And he's giving us the five things we should focus on in the new year.
What's your third thing, John?
Learn to target a market for success.
All right. That sounds easy.
It sounds easy, but look, here's the deal, guys. The days of keyword dependency are over.
All right?
So it's really about making a personal, engaging plea for people to purchase from you, which is kind of interesting because that was the beginning of eBay. You know, and then we got all into, you know, well, keywords and stuffing and all that. And I'm saying now that marketing's going back to the beginning, which is about the personal connection.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, so that's...
What's the fourth thing?
Writing these down.
He's writing them down.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I am too.
Yeah, well, you know what? Embrace being a business owner. And what I mean by that is I think some of us got into this business and, you know, all of a sudden we started selling stuff and we ended up being a business owner, but we never really embraced it by educating ourselves as business owners. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those of you that are listening to the show, you're already in it because you're doing that and listening to the show. But this year, take the opportunity to learn at least one good business skill. And I do that every year. So like last year, it was all about on-page conversion. The year before, it was all about SEO, you know. And if you find 5-6 years down the road, you're a freaking master at this stuff compared to other people.
So is there a specific business practice that you're going to learn this year?
This year, I'm actually going to learn more about coaching so that I can make sure that I start coaching entrepreneurs. Oh, that's right. Me.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, if you're in this business, you have to know certain things like SEO. You have to know it, you know, and you got to learn the basics. You got to learn how to deal with conversion, and you got to learn how to deal with analytics. So those are three areas, and if you just focus on learning one of those and mastering it throughout the 12-month period, by the end of the year, your sales will be out. It'll be in another realm, totally, if you just learn one of those.
All right, well, that's pretty good. What's the fifth and, well, I guess final, unless we ask for bonus tips?
The final thing, it's the rule of two Vs.
Two Vs. You like Nixon flashed on the helicopter before he took off?
There you go. That's it. Two peace signs, man. And what are the Vs? It's video and visual. I just cannot stress this enough. We've always been one of those, you know, cultures where we say, you know, a picture's worth 1,000 words. But that's not really been the case when it came to, you know, SEO.
Yeah.
Because 1,000 words on a page will beat a picture. However, when we're talking about this new cycle of really engaging people to buy your products, it is the visuals that are going to get them going. And that's why we see the takeoff of things like Instagram and Pinterest. It's because the visuals now are really trumping to getting people to shop.
You'll be happy to know that the domain name freakinmaster.com is available.
Freakin' Master? What did you do? Just look that up?
Yes.
Well, you guys have at it. Freakin' Master.
Freakin' Master it.
Do you have any bonus tips for 2015?
Oh, I bet he does.
Oh, you know, I don't. No!
How about attend the eBay radio party?
Hey, you know what? You guys have got to come and hang out. If you've never done it before, this is the year to come. That's all I'm saying. It gets bigger and better every year. It's fantastic.
It is a lot of fun.
We've got some interesting things planned for this year, too.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Just fun. You know, we call it eBay Radio Party and Conference.
Yeah.
We're adding more fun.
You are.
Cool.
Did you pass that by me
for approval
yet?
I say let's have more fun and less conference. That's what I say.
I'm not so sure I agree.
No,
I want more misery.
Oh, no.
Who will be bringing
us the fun?
So listen, all in all, so listen, can we go back to that target market, your third tip?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Finding a target market. Yeah. Are most people like me? I've come up with 6 or 7 things, but now I'm going to try to focus in and pick one and go with it.
Pick it.
Do people generally, they have trouble deciding what to try?
In terms of what products to sell?
In terms of targeting a market.
Well, see, that's here's the thing. It's you, once you figure out who your market is, it makes it easier to source for that market. And so that's why you're seeing me doing with the Shoestring King. We used to be all over the place. Oh, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We were third power outlet, right? We were just all over the place. And once I started focusing it in on this one niche, all of a sudden now I can find product that I know that these buyers are going to like. It's much easier for me to come up with marketing strategies for our products. I mean, it's so niche focused that when I make a pitch for these people that are into laces, I know what language they're speaking. I know what their uses are. So it makes it easier to market once you figure out who your target market is. That's the first thing you want to do. And then you say, well, what do they need?
So, okay. Because I have an item. I'm not going to say what it is. I have something that I like a lot. And in fact, I give them as gifts through the years. And I have found a woman in France who can get me these things, but it's because of the type of thing it is. Now I know who my market is because so it's kind of backwards.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Cause I had the product before I had the market. Also, we were selling shoelaces before. And then I started asking the people, well, what are you doing with all these laces? Then I found this big market.
Wow.
Well, cool. You know, John, it's always a pleasure. And best of luck to you and your business and all your endeavors in 2015. And I'm sure we'll hear more from you.
Start getting packed for June.
Yeah, pack now. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Up next, open phones, 888-723-4630,
Refine
eBay
Manager
Radio.
Is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smaus of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used eBay messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit replymanager.com.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to pagemage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.